Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Momentum has red flagged the number of older people applying for partial withdrawals from their pension funds before retirement under the new two-pot system introduced on the first of this month. Applications worth 4.1 billion rand were received within 10 days of the system taking effect. In its results presentation, Momentum declared a 39% increase in headline earnings to June and a final dividend of 125 cents per share, up 4%. Southern Sun has renewed the 50-year lease for its properties on the Durban beachfront, which include the Elangeni and Maharani hotels. The deal with landowners, the eThekwini Metro, will see around R1 billion being invested in the hotels and other properties in the area. The issue hit the headlines last year when concerns were raised that if Southern Sun exited the leases, it could have spelt the end of Durban's Golden Mile. And MoneyWeb reports that the poultry industry has identified VAT-free chicken as one of the three critical pillars to secure future growth for producers. The South African Poultry Association will submit an application to add certain chicken portions to the existing list of food products that are zero rated for VAT. The end to a record week on the JSE saw the all share in the top 40 ending trade up 0.33% to 87,579 and 79,510 respectively. Wall Street was mixed on Friday and set to close the month off strongly later today ahead of non-farms jobs data this week. The Dow was up 0.33%, the S&P 500 down 0.1% and the Nasdaq down 0.4%. London's FTSE closed up 0.5%. The election of Shigeru Ishiba as Japan's new prime minister hit Tokyo hard this morning, plunging nearly 5%. Sydney currently up 0.2%, and Hong Kong up 2%. The rand continues to strengthen against major currencies, currently at 17.10 to the dollar, 22.88 to the pound sterling, and 19.08 to the euro. The euro steady to the dollar at 111.64. Gold is at $2,654, platinum at $1,012, Bitcoin now at $64,505, and a barrel of Brent crude, $71.09.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.